What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast. Yes, I'm back again for the second time on the 1st of May, Tuesday. I want to bring up this topic. It might be a hot take to some of y'all, but it's really been sitting on my mind. And some people might say it's bias. Some people might say it's favoritism because he's a fan of Michigan State and all that. But I just want to put this out there. Out of all the big men in this 2018 NBA draft class, I think my guy Jaren Jackson is the best, and not only is he the best, I think he is the most versatile. And I'm going to tell you why right now. So, yes, he played for my Michigan State Spartans, of course, but let's do stats. So, if you're talking about the best big man, or the top big man, shall I say, in this draft, you have Jaren Jackson Jr., my guy we're talking about, Marvin Bagley from Duke, Muhammad Bamba from Texas, and obviously DeAndre Ayton out of Arizona. So, points-wise, I'll tell you right now, Jaren averaged the least. Jaren averaged 10, almost 11. Marvin Bagley averaged 21. Muhammad Bamba averaged 13, almost. DeAndre Ayton averaged 20. Now, see, they all averaged this amount of points because, I'll tell you why, because Jaren, he played on the most loaded team out of all these dudes. Now, you may make an argument for Marvin Bagley, but Marvin Bagley was the number one option for Duke this season, this past season. Muhammad Bamba was not the number one option. DeAndre Ayton was the number one option. Jaren was not the number one option. I'm going to go down right now. For Michigan State, the starting five, out of our starting five, I'd say Jaren was the fifth option. Honestly, NBA prospect, a top NBA prospect at that, a lottery pick, was our fifth option out of our starters. We had Cassius Winston. Let me go in order. Our first, more than likely, our first scorer we want to have scoring is Miles Bridges. Miles is going to be a lottery pick, too. Then we have Nick Ward. He entered his name in the draft, but he did not hire an agent, leaving him the option to withdraw. But then Nick Ward was our second option. Our third option, Cassius Winston, our point guard. Our fourth option was Josh Langford, our shooting guard. And then our fifth was freshman Jaren Jackson. Now, for Marvin, he was their number one option. They had Wendell Carter Jr., Grayson Allen, Trayvon Duvall, and Gary Trent. But Marvin was the number one option because, you know, he demanded the ball. That's one thing Jaren didn't do. Jaren didn't demand the ball at times. Now, that could either be he's unselfish, and that's a good and a bad thing in basketball, because sometimes you want a player to be, as good as Jaren is, sometimes you want to be selfish, but then sometimes your ego can hurt you and you don't want to be selfish. So I applaud Jaren, I really do, because he could have been completely selfish, but he didn't. He loved his teammates so much. Muhammad Bamba, he got his looks on the offensive end. I watched a lot of Texas games. He's not the best finisher around the bucket. I hate to say it. Like, he's not that strong yet. I mean, I believe he will be strong in the league. I believe he will get his weight and his body type up. Now, Jaren isn't the strongest either, but Jaren was actually physical. He's a physical presence. Muhammad Bamba, it was like when he got touched, it was like he was backing away. And he was probably, let's see, Texas had Kerwin Roach, Osatowski. I would say he was their third, maybe fourth offensive option. DeAndre Ayton, who also averaged 20 like Marvin Bagley, DeAndre Ayton was their number one scorer. And this was a down year for Arizona. And everybody thought they was going to win the championship and all that. No, I knew Arizona wasn't going to win. I didn't think they was going to lose to Buffalo in the first round. I thought they were losing like the Sweet 16 to Kentucky. But Arizona, they had Alonzo Trier. He's good. Their next option was Ristich. He was good, but none of them are as good as DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton always called for the ball. But saying that, Jaren could have been a little bit more selfish. Don't get it wrong. He could have been our best offensive player. But I applaud him, like I said. I applaud him because, you know, that's just not the player he is. Now, going down more stats. Rebounds, Jaren averaged, I want to say he averaged at least out of all these dudes. Yeah. DeAndre averaged more rebounds. Muhammad Bamba averaged more rebounds. Marvin Bagley averaged more rebounds. I'm going to say the same thing. Nick Ward for Michigan State, for my Spartans, he's a great rebounder. He takes half all rebounds, and so does Miles. So it's like Jaren. And Jaren probably played the least amount of minutes of all these guys because he was constantly in foul trouble. And I will tell you right now, not as a fan or being biased, the refs in college basketball did not know how to ref Jaren Jackson Jr. Because he was 7 foot, because he was a great shot blocker, they would call fouls on him, tiny fouls, the littlest of foul calls. If you watched Michigan State games this past season, you would know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So keep going down. Jaren averaged 1.1 assists. Marvin Bagley averaged 1.5. Muhammad Bamba 0.5. Aiden 1.6. As a center, you're not really asking your center to have assist. Now, the stat that translates best to me personally, going to the NBA, because you know we all know the NBA loves to have 3-point shooting bigs. You have Karl Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, Porzingis. You can keep going down. That's what the NBA is transitioning to. Jaren shoots at a 39% clip. 39. Remember that. Marvin Bagley shoots at a 38. Muhammad Bamba shoots at a 27. DeAndre Ayton shoots at a 34. So clearly, Jaren hits 3-point shots more consistently than anybody else that I just named. And he has the highest 3-point percentage out of all of them. Like I said, or excuse me, I just said that. Excuse me. He has the highest attempts out of all of them. Jaren takes 2.7, almost 3 shots, almost 3 threes per game. Bagley takes 1.8. Bamba takes 1.7. DeAndre Ayton takes 1. Jaren shoots the best percent of all of them. That right there is crucial to me. You know why? Because, like I said, the NBA loves a big man that can shoot. The NBA loves a big man that can shoot. That's what they want. You need to have a versatile. That's what the big man is transitioning to. It's not just post ups. It's not just Jaren can post up too. All these guys on here can post up good to me. Bagley, Jaren, Muhammad Bamba. Like I said, he's kind of skeptical to me right now. And DeAndre Ayton. Those three aside from Bamba, they're good post up scorers. So that, I'm not worried about any of them with that. I think Ayton's probably the best post score, and I think Jaren's next, and then I think Bagley's third, Bamba's last. So right there, Jaren's the best 3-point shooter, and he takes the most attempts. People are saying, oh, he needs to change his shot form. If it's going in, why change it? Why change it? They said the same thing about Lonzo Ball last year. What happened? He's shooting at a great clip. He was shooting at a much better clip at the end of the season because he improved his jumper. He just kept shooting them. He didn't care what people says. And that's all you need. Moving on to the next thing, blocks. We all need a big man. We all love a big man that can block and get out on breaks and start the run. Jaren averages 3. Bagley barely averages 1. He averages 0.9. Muhammad Bamba, he leads in this. This is what he's dominant at, 3.7. DeAndre Ayton only averages 1.9. So from that, Jaren averaged second most blocks per game out of all these dudes. Bamba averaging the first most. Jaren is a good shot blocker. He times his shots just right. And he's not the shot blocker to just out of control with it. Jaren will literally block a shot and keep it in bounds and get on the break and start the fast break just like that. Bamba's good at it too. DeAndre Ayton and Bagley, they worry me because they don't play defense as good as Bamba and Jaren. But see, the thing is with Jaren, I just said it, he shoots the best 3-point percentage, and he blocks the second most shots. Who doesn't like a big man that can't play both sides of the ball? Come on now, Joel Embiid is good at playing both sides of the ball. Joel Embiid can post up, Jaren can post up, Joel Embiid can shoot the 3, Jaren can shoot the 3, and Joel Embiid can block shots when needed. Jaren can block shots when needed. That's why I like it. I'm not comparing them to each other. I mean, I am. I don't know why I said that. I am, but I mean, that's a good comparison. None of these other big men are doing what Jaren's doing. Yes, Muhammad averages the most blocks, but he's not getting the most buckets. He's not putting up good numbers. Yes, Jaren is averaging the least amount of all of them, but like I said, it's situation. It's a situation. Jaren was the fifth option doing that. He played probably the fewest minutes of all the rest of the guys. So it's like Jaren can score and block shots. Bagley can score. He can't block shots, though. Bamba can block shots. He can't score, though. DeAndre can block shots. I mean, can score. He's not blocking shots like that, though. He's not. None of them have, aside from Bamba, Bamba has it. None of them have the defensive prowess like Jaren and Bamba do. Jaren has good defensive ability. And he can score. Now, Bagley and DeAndre can, like I'm saying, I keep repeating myself because it's literally just facts. Jaren is the best two-way player. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the, I'm going to finish it with this. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the best big man two-way player in this 2018 NBA draft. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for making it this far. Please rate, subscribe, comment. Let me know what I need to get better at. Let me know what you want to hear. All that. I hope you guys have a blessed week. Enjoy the month of May. Should be a good one for everybody. Keep your heads up and, you know, stay blessed. And if you need me, let me know. Just let me know what I can get better at, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for making this far. This has been the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast, and I'll talk to you guys later.